Shalom Boker Tov. We are on page 62, section Lamed Dalet, 32. There are four Bechinot LaRatzon LeKabel, to become a complete Ratzon LeKabel. Did you have a chance to read this section?
No.
No, let's discuss it. So come along, I need your Hebrew here. So come along, let's go slowly, see if... Oh, you brought the bed. I have the Aleph upstairs. You can pick up the Aleph from upstairs. Ratzon lekabel, by definition, we said, is that aspect of Bechinat Dalet that there is Tzimtzum Aleph on it. That means absolutely no. That's why we have 365 mitzvot of lo maaseh. And where do you decide lo maaseh? I'm not going to do it. In the rosh, in the head. It's the activity of the mind. That's why mind doesn't move at all. There's a tzumtzum on this mind to move. There's no ratzon lekabel. Thought comes to your mind, but however you receive it. Did you ask for it? A thought comes to your mind. Did you ask for it? It comes to your mind. So do you have a ratzon lekabel of this thought? Well, some of the thoughts you pick up and you go through a process and you produce a ratzon lekabel from it. Correct? There is suddenly an idea comes, and the idea slowly goes through a process and it comes to a point that you decide you want something. Who initiated a thought in your mind? How the thought came? Never mind, either I saw something, or I heard something, or I smelled something, or I touched something, or I thought of something. But 99% when I see things and hear things and smell things, naturally I pull in thoughts. So let's go here. He says there is a Bechinat Aleph. He says we take from Gemara an idea that the Hana'ah, there is a pleasure. The pleasure is something that we need for our survival. Makes us move. And here comes, it says, Hanach motze, hincha, motze bedevarim, dalet bechinot shel kabbalat hana. There is four phases in receiving hana. Bechinat aleph, lo efshar, lo lehavdel. Lo efshar, lo lehavdel. For him, there is no possibility of what? Lahavdil. What is Lahavdil? To make a choice. He does not have, in reality, choice. Leitkarev lahanot. In order to and to enjoy, shebekabalat hana'a shel isur bederach kazu. Pleasure, to receive pleasure through Isur, what is forbidden. Mishum delo chashav kabbalah veratzon. Because there was not really internally any desire to receive. There is no kabbalah veratzon. בשעה שאין לו עצה ובחירה שלא יקבל. And he doesn't have any choice in order to receive. Correct? I don't have a choice. I have to breathe. But it gives me a hana'a, it gives me pleasure that I can breathe. But I don't have a choice. And I don't sit down, express desire to breathe. As an example I am giving. Okay? There's no desire really, because I don't have any choice in that matter. So this is called Bichinat Aleph. No, forget about Shoresh, nothing. It's to first understand there is a feeling, there is a circumstance called Bichinat Aleph, there is an aspect called Bichinat Aleph, and this aspect of Bichinat Aleph is lo efshar lo lahavdil. Lo efshar lo. There is no possibility for me to make any choice here. And when I receive it, it says, I enjoy it, but this is not considered as a Kabbalah v'ratzon. This is not considered that I had a ratzon to receive. I don't have a choice in this matter.
So what happens with the spirituality? There is no coercion.
It's not. It gives me a choice. He has to give me something for me to survive. Okay, God wants to say, do you want really to get in control of your breathing? Yeah, you can stop yourself. Are you going to feel good about it? You're not going to feel good about it. If you want to stay alive, unless you want to kill yourself, Chas
v'Shalom. It needs it,
it
doesn't want it.
It needs it, but it enjoys it too. There is a pleasure in breathing. So here it comes, the Chacham Mishum, the lo chashuv kabbalah v'ratzon b'sha'a she'en lo etzahu, b'chira she'lo yikabel. V'gam en lo teshuka leitkarev le'isur. And in this regard, he doesn't have any feeling to do anything that is forbidden. Leitkarev le'isur. Yes. But that's why I said, come with me, we're going to open it up. It's a language of Talmud, but if you open it up, we are done. Lo efshar lo. It's me. Lavdil. Lo efshar lo. Lo efshar lo lavdil. The law is to myself. Ve efshar lo lavdil. There is a possibility of bechira. There is a choice. I can hold back. I can say no. There is a isur. I say no to it. But it's whatever it is, when I don't have any choice, lo efshar lo lavdil. What are you going to do? It's not considered Ratzon Lekabel. But force, they come and put a gun on a guy and say, okay, eat pig. He didn't have any teshuka to eat the pig, but he ate the pig and maybe even he enjoyed it. But he didn't have a Ratzon Lekabel. As an exaggerated example again. Now, let's go to the second one. The idea becomes more clear. Now, what is this? Is Bichinat Aleph. This is not considered Ratzon Lekabel. It's just only Bichinat Aleph of the Ratzon Lekabel. So that means there is something is given to me. Why we are talking like this? Because we said the Malchut of Eser Sefirot Elyon becomes Chomer Rishon. That means Keter of Eser Sefirot that follows. You follow what we say? There is something that is given to you from above that you didn't really ask for it. You were not there to ask for it, but it's given to you. To start with, to develop it. It's very simple, to develop it, to deliberate on it. To deliberate on it, that means to sit down and really think about it in depth and make a decision. That's the whole purpose. Otherwise, how are you going to learn if you don't make a decision? So here comes, goes, not, let's go bichinat bet. He efshar velo kamakvin. That means there is a possibility. Bichinat bet, he efshar lo. That has a possibility. Lahavdil is to differentiate between good and bad. To differentiate, lahavdil. Between what is good, what is bad. Lehitkarev v'lahanot. And essentially, it says, Efshar lo lahavdil, lehitkarev v'lahanot, to come close and to enjoy. O bekabalat hana'a shel isur bederech kazu. Now, what happens that if it is Efshar lo, and that he can come, there is a possibility for him to come to enjoy himself, but what the pleasure is isur, the pleasure is forbidden. Afal pi she'efshar, dahaynu sheyetz lo etzla rehitrachek mimenu. However, he has the etza, he has the possibility to stay away. Velo lahanot me'ha'isur, and not to enjoy from what it is forbidden. Mamash mutar lo leitkarev v'lahanot mimenu mishum delo kama makvin, klomar mishum she'en lo teshuka belibo leitkarev leisur al ken eino chashav kabbalah. This is not kabbalah either. Why is not kabbalah? He has the possibility to receive the pleasure. Why is not considered the kabbalah? Because he has a choice of to avoid if it is isur. Because he has a choice. Now he has a choice to stay away because efshar lo lahavdel. This is not considered ratzon lekabel. That's considered bichinat bet.
Gam en lo tshuka.
And let us,
Barur. Doesn't have the desire.
The desire. Now it's going to be Efshar lo. Now let's see what's the next step. Gimel. He lo Efshar. Vekam mekaven. Bechinat Gimel he lo Efshar. דהיינו, זה לא אפשר לא להבדל.
אבל היו פה שתי זוועות.
What do you mean?
בית, we stop, אינו חושב קבלה.
Right.
אף על פי שמתקרב ונהנה מהאיסור. ורבא אמר...
That's the argument of Talmud.
כן.
שרבא אמר מותר לו. אמר לו, אוקיי. He can enjoy it. It's okay. It's not considered as guilt. אבל זה לא רצון לקבל. זה עדיין לא רצון לקבל.
נכון.
So he says, we are now, and I'm interested to know what is a רצון לקבל. That's the bichinat bet.
So this argument doesn't really important for our matter.
Not really. But that's why he says, here it is in Gemara, in order for them to explain this logically, Gemara is logic.
Yeah, it's always this against
them. Right, they had to argue this. And then they came to a point, he says, look, this guy really didn't feel like it to do it, but he did it, he enjoyed it anyway, so therefore, you know what? This is mutar and this is lo mutar. Shalom boker tov. Okay? One he says mutar, one he says lo mutar. But as far as we are concerned, we understand what is not ratzon lekabel. Now, bichinat gimel, what is the possibility of bichinat gimel? Lo efshar, That means לא אפשר לא להבדל ולהתרחק מן האיסור שלא יהנה ממנו. It's not possible for him to differentiate and stay away. והוא שיש לו תשוקה להנות מהאיסור. ויש לו feeling, תשוקה desire, to enjoy from this pleasure, to enjoy from the pleasure. However, at the beginning we said, לא אפשר לא להבדל. לא אפשר לא להבדל. וקבלה הנאה של האיסור באופן כזו, כי אף על פי שאי אפשר לו, even though that it, there is no possibility for him, ואין לו שום עצה, and he doesn't have no advice, להבדל מהאיסור ולא לענות ממש, כיוון שיש לו תשוקה בליבו, okay? כיוון שיש לו תשוקה בליבו, however there is a desire in his heart, להנות ולהתקרב, to enjoy and come closer, הרי התשוקה הזו נחשבת לו לקבלה הנאה, it is considered that it wants the pleasure, מדבר האסור בהנאה, והוא חוטא, וכמה שכם בזה, סבר אבי שמותר. Still, Rabbi Kam says in this regard, it is muta, it's not the ratzon lekabel.
Even though we consider the tshuka, this is something new.
Right.
This is lekabel amenat leashpia, no?
No. That's a gimel. Gimel, it says, today, this guy doesn't have really a possibility of lahavdel. Ela possibility, but in his heart he desires to enjoy it. He finally enjoys it, still this is not considered ratzon lekabel. Because of what? Because he didn't have a bechira, he didn't have lo efshar, ולא היה לו עצה. Still is not ratzon lekabel. That's why one comes and argues, he says, no, look, this is mutar lo.
Doesn't it take some of the light and then turn the rest of it to hasadim?
What he is telling you that what is the situation of when there is a ratzon lekabel. That you can say ratzon lekabel. If it is not 100% ratzon lekabel, is not accepted as to be the vessel. So let's read Bechinat Dalet. Bechinat Dalet hi efshar veka mekaven. Bechinat Dalet hi efshar dahainu sheefshar lo lahavdil litrachek min ha'isur. That means he has the possibility to stay away from what it is forbidden. He is capable. He is capable to stay away from this. ולא לענות ממנו, and not to enjoy from it, וגם, שגם יש לו תשוקה להתקרב ולענות מאסור. There is a possibility for him to stay away. He has the capability to stay away from the Isur. However, he has a desire inside him to enjoy it. Okay? And there is a possibility for him to make a sin too. And there is a possibility for him to stop himself too. Measur. להיותו קבלה הנאה של האיסור באופן הגס ביותר. He says, this receiving this pleasure is the most, how do you say, gas. It's rude, shameless way. Why? Because he could have stayed away from the Isur, and he went, and he had a desire in his heart, and he went and he got it. Oh, that's bad. Ke ha-choshek, ha-choshek lahanot, ve-gam shalo lahavdil ve-eino oseh. חושק שלו, חשק שלו.
חושק זה...
To the חשק, the urge, the urge, להנות, וגם אפשר לו להבדל, but he is able to differentiate. אינו עושה כך. He doesn't do it. לפי כך, הוא גדלות הרצון לקבל. This is purely a רצון לקבל. ובחינת הסופית שהוא אסור לדברי הכל, ואפילו עליבה דעיקה דאמרי דעליבה דאבאי התאריגה בבחינת גימל. מודים כאן שאסור. This is both of them agree that this is אסור. So forget about everything else. This is the Bichna Dalet. Every other possibility is an argument. If you have a possibility of to say no to a sin, and you have an urge in your heart to do the sin, and you go to do the sin, that is a ratzon lekabel, and that is the most gas, shameless thing to do. This is how Gemara explains the Arba Bichinot, four phases of Kabbalah. So now you have a ratzon lekabel. At that moment that you have ratzon lekabel, what is your possibility? What's your choice? It's only for sake of lasod nachat ruach lo yotro. Then you have choice. Then efshar lo lahavdil. Now, let's go to Lamed Chet. Vehine matzanu mitoch devarim zichron zecher lemala, haniskal lemala.
Mitoch divrem zichronam levracha, haniskarim lemala.
Ach, toda. והנה, אתה רואה מה אני הולך פס. והנה מצאנו מתוך דבריהם, זכרונם להגן, הנזכר למעלה, את הלשון המדויקת להגדיר בה כל בחינה ובחינה. מדלת הבחינות של הרצון לקבל. באופן שיש קולע אל ההשערה. What is קולע על ההשערה?
קולע... strike, when you get it exactly where you want to kolea. I take the apple and it, boom, I'm hitting
bullseye.
Hit the target.
Bullseye.
Matara is the target.
It's target. Ki natnu lanu dalet madrigot zu lemata mizu. There are four phases, one under the other. One follows the other. Follows the other. What's the lemata? It means it follows. ובחטא של איסור הנאה תלוי ברצון לקבל. To the forbidden pleasure, it's all dependent to the רצון לקבל. To desire to receive. Shel ha-chote. The one who makes the sin. O be-gimel madrigot rishonot shehen. And the three parts that came before this ratzon lekabel. It came before. The three steps came before. So that means you had three possibilities to recognize where are you leading. That's why there is 3 months before every event, practically. It's, you have always options where to stop it or how to prepare yourself. Otherwise, this argument will be fruitless. Why are you giving it? Why are you even making it? If not to teach us how to prepare yourself when you come to Eratzon Lekabel. Otherwise, you're going to make the sin. Adam was Gadol, Yoter, he was in heaven. He made the sin.
How? But how can it help
me? Here we go. Let's go step by step. It says.
We're about to study. Okay.
Always. This is not going to finish ever.
No, I know. But I thought that by reading what we just read, the stages, now we know how to avoid it.
Tell you from now to eternity, the whole business is to know yourself. Because if you know yourself, you know the whole thing, everything.
You just said that we are made, our DNA is well, it's only capital, and it's Isur. So we are born Isur. That's one big Isur.
No, come here now. It says, there are three steps before it comes here. The first three steps are lo efshar velo mekamen. It's there is no possibility.
No desire.
And no desire. No teshuka. Efshar lo velo mekamen. If there is a possibility for him to make a sin, but he doesn't have a desire to make the scene, to have the pleasure. Ve'lo efshar ve'lo ve'ka mekaven. Again, lo, there is no possibility for him to choose, but he has a desire. But he has the desire. And the last one, he has the possibility to make a choice, and he has a desire. That's the four. So, what it means? It says, "Lota turachare lavav chamay nechem." You see something, it already starts. Bichnad aleph. You really didn't want to see it, but you saw it. Now, what are you going to do? That's the chokhmah. That's the bichnad aleph. You say, "Wow, that was good." I mean, you really don't have a choice, but you say, wow, that's good. That means, what did you do? You really don't have to go after it, but hey, you showed some desire. They say, wait a minute.
No, well, Aleph, you don't have, and you don't have the desire.
Right. And you saw something. So now you're going to follow it.
Now you're developing bet.
Bravo. Till you come to a point that, look, this is Asur, you have the possibility, you can have what you want, what you saw, you can have, but it's Asur. You can walk away, but you have desire in your heart to take it. And it all started from what you saw. That's connects, because that's seeing is Chokhmah. Bichnad Aleph is Chokhmah. So everything starts, all the Shevirot starts from right here. The eye. The level of Chokhmah. Very simple. That is the system. You're going to see? That's why Gemara comes and it says, Iver Kemomet. You can't say it's Kemomet, because there is no... He has to hear something. And maybe through here increases his desire to receive, which is very low level. But I, it's extremely high level of receiving, of desire to receive. Let's go. Are we okay? Yeah. You're okay? Now, Lametet, Va'anu Roim, Shechachmenu Zichram Lahagen, Hirchivu. They expanded on this. Bet devarim zu bze. Ze bze. Shehem davar ha'efsharut להבדל ולא לקבל ההנאה, ודבר השתוקקות והמשכות ליבו לרצות אותו הנאה. Two possibilities. The first one, אפשרות, that means the possibility, the positioning, the situation, אפשרות, that there is a הנאה, that is the דבר הראשון, האפשרות להבדל ולא לקבל, and it's a possibility that I can, 50-50, I can put it aside, I can take it, it's a pleasure, and the second aspect is the השתוקקות, is this חשק, the urge that is inside me, and feels for the pleasure. These two, they play game. So where you go, what you do, possibilities. What you see, what you produce, possibility. Opening your eyes, you אפשרות, possibilities. Possibilities of what? השתוקקות להנאה. Okay? והמשכת ליבו לרצות אותו הנאה, that means his heart pulls to want that pleasure, מצירוף שתיים אלו. It comes only through these possibilities that we explain. יצא להם ארבעה בחינות. It came with two things, four aspects has been produced, ואתה נקבל הדברים האלו ונדאם לענייננו בעולמות העליונים. Now, let's take this, apply it in the upper world. Now, he comes, Shehem HaShorashim, because that's where the Shorash of everything is. Idea implemented in the Shorash, in the root. Lekol minei haratzonot sheishnam b'metziyut. Anywhere you find a ratzon, in anything you find a ratzon, this is the process of becoming a ratzon pashut to a ratzon lekabel.
Sifat ha'anafim.
Sifat ha'anafim, yafe me'ot. That's how it is. והמתחתן ילמד העליון. What that means? My תיקון. I really learn from my children. I get educated because I see things through them. Yelamet atachton, this is, my tikkun is my child really. That's, because I do produce. The ratzon lekabel that I produce finally, I cannot take it. What am I supposed to do with it now? Just a moment, I came to a phase four and that's the ratzon lekabel. Now what am I supposed to do with it? Finally, I have a ratzon lekabel b'chinah dalet. My heart desire and I have the possibility not to make the isur and I'm not going to make isur. What am I going to do with the hana? It's a ratzon lekabel. I'm going to give it to my son. I say, here it is. This is a ratzon lekabel. This is yours. You continue. I became mashpia. I gave him a ratzon lekabel. And he continues. Whatever he does with this is the result of my work. Let's go to see what it is. It becomes very complicated.
I don't see how that works because for somebody like Moshe that he had basically non ratzon lekabel, just pure ratzon lekabel, his children went the other way. So how
here we go. Let's look at Moshe. Moshe on his own has the highest ratzon lekabel.
But
almena lashpia lebnei Israel. In totality. Now, in his personal life, for reason that we don't want to pass kingdom from one father to son, it's not supposed to be, that if this guy is a Kohen Gadol, his son automatically becomes Kohen Gadol. No such a thing. But he wanted to become Kohen Gadol? He wanted to become a Melech. No, till a God chose David HaMelech to be Melech.
So my question is, what is he passing to his children?
Now, first, let's look at the picture of Bnei Israel and Moshe. Moshe is shepherd to Bnei Israel. Now, personal life, God had many other reasons that it really, first of all, there is a difference between the children of Yosef and children of Moshe. Tremendous. Tremendous difference between children of Yosef. Both of them are children of Galut. But Moshe's situation was that he was not successful with his children. But Yosef was. Yosef was successful with his children.
So you see a case like Yaakov, who really transferred everything to his children.
Right.
And you see a case like Moshe that didn't happen. So what is, with regards to what we're studying, that you pass your Ratzon HaGadol to your children,
but God, because God chose Moshe to do the work of God, and that was accepted as his accomplishment, and still is Moshe doing the work. Eventually, his children is gonna have chelek olam haba too. They were Jews, so eventually they are gonna get tikkun and they're gonna go to olam haba. Yeah.
The difference between the two families should be also in this lifetime. We could see that it's
not necessarily. Not, and that's here it is. Torah tells you not necessarily. Not necessarily. It's all tikkun olam. It's you have to look at the tikkun of the olam has a priority to tikkun of individuals. What is for good for all is more important than what is good for one. That's the idea. So let's go continue. We are going Baruch Hashem good. Shenitgala haratzon lekabel b'malchut de keter. You remember we said that the keter is all ratzon lashpia, 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 lashpia. When the light comes to the malchut, Malchut of Keter, when it is up into the Malchut of Keter, it is still Rason Lashpia. When he pulls Betocho, we said, when he pulls it out, it becomes Rason Lekabel. Of Shinu Tzura, a change of form, happens. As soon as this occurs, that's a Shinu Tzura. Let's see. V'nasa lebichinad Aleph. So he says, Nitgala Rason Lekabel b'Malchut de Keter. Yatza miketer v'nasta lebichinat alef. It comes first a ratzon lekabel, the glue of ratzon, the revelation of ratzon lekabel is in the malchut of keter. We said it comes from above. It is in the malchut of keter. Yatza miketer, it comes out of the keter and produces what? Bichinat alef. What this happens in us? Very simple. An idea comes to you. Where this idea came? Yatsami, Malchut of Keter. Who's Keter? Your Keter. You produce Keter. Where do I get Keter? Come on, every Shabbat Musaf, you said 10 Keter. Yitnu Keter. That's where you get your Keter. For a whole week, you're saying it yourself. So you're getting the keter, and yotze mi haketer hazeh b'chinat alef. Are we together? Don't you say in Musaf Chazara? Doesn't it say? Which keter it is? It's every week, chidush, this keter. And here it says, כאשר נתגלה רצון לקבל במלכות דקטר, יצא מקטר ונעשה בחינת א', והנה בחינת א' שנקרא חוכמה, וגם חיה יש לה להבחין בין בית הבחנות, it has his name, it is חוכמה, but it's a light called חיה, יש להבחין בבית הבחנות, it has in it two aspects, הבחן א', הוא החומר הראשון שלה, this is what it came, is the חומר, is the first חומר, is the first raw material that she received, וכבר ידעת, and you already, we studied, שהוא בחינת מלכות העליון שלה, that means this came from the מלכות above it, in our regard, our malchut above it is which malchut? Malchut of Shamayim. That malchut, it's where the it comes and gives to the keter. Dahainu malchut de keter shekibla et hatzura ratzon lekabel shebechidush tzurat hazot kibla malchut de keter sham chadash shehu bechinat var yadata shebeshaa שהרוחני קונה לו צורה חדשה. At the moment that in a spiritual world, and this is why we are applying, we said, into Shorashim, into Elyon. Now here he comes, he says, what you are doing, that as soon as there is chidush, צורה חדשה, that means the above, the מלכות of above, gives to the keter below, and keter below pulls, and makes it the Ratzon Lekabel, there is Shinui Tzura. At that moment, immediately, there is a Tzura Chadasha Shehi Nivdelet Leshelitat Bepnei Atzmo Kan HaMalchut Deketa Shehi HaRatzon Lehashpia Sheyeshno Bema'atzil Keshenolad Bo Keviyachol HaRatzon Lehatzil. הרי ודאי שאינו צריך לכלי מעשה חס ושלום, אלא הרצון של תקף יצא אל הפועל, דהיינו שקיבלה צורה של הרצון לקבל, שהוא חומר ראשון של הנאצל כנזכר למעלה, והוא הנקרא בחינת א'. Now, I read a lot. Did you understand what we said?
Yes.
What did you understand?
I need to read it another three times. He said what you just said about when you pull it, you're just making Shinui Tzura, but what we need to do is to make it like the Ma'atzil. Like
the first time that I get it, that I pull it in, right, but right now, it's not Ratzon Lekabel yet. I cannot make it Ratzon Lehashpia. This is it is a Shinui Tzura from Keter to Bichinat Aleph. What was Bichinat Aleph? Bichinat Aleph wanted to, had any Ratzon Lekabel? Chokhmah has a Ratzon Lekabel? No. That Ratzon Lekabel was enforced by who? By Keter. So it was life sharp for Chokhmah to say, no, I don't want it. Yeah. And she didn't have any Teshuka. But when she pulled, Chokhmah pulled the Malchut of Keter inside, the totality of that Ratzon Lekabel became in Chokhmah what? Total Ratzon Lehashpia. Total, Slicha, total Ratzon Lekabel. That, and that's only Chomer HaRishon. Chokhmah hasn't completed it yet. It's only Chomer HaRishon. Because was Lo Efshar Lo. That's the Chokhmah. Lo Efshar Lo. But when she pulls it, now she has that much of desire, Ratzon Lekabel, as much as the Keter wanted to Lashpia. How much Keter wanted to Lashpia, the first Keter? This is the point. We were going to... how much Keter wanted to Lashpia? The Kav that came in, which is... as soon as it came, we said it's the Keter. How much you wanted to Lashpia? A lot.
No limit.
It's the first step. Tremendous. So how much is Ratzon Lekabel of Chokhmah after she pulls it in?
More.
As much as he wants to Lashbiya, she wants to Lekabel. Now, what she has to do? Chokhmah, what she has to do? What is the Malchut of Chokhmah? What becomes Malchut of Chokhmah? What he wanted to Lashpia? To be a vessel of receiving everything that he wants to give to Lativ, right? So the Malchut of Chokhmah comes here to create a vessel of that much of Lekabel. Bina comes and says what? Receives, he says, Gevurali, hold on here. Here or not. There is a possibility, because what becomes Bichinat Gimel? Bichinat Bet. Bichinat Bet, he says, Efshar. He says, differentiate here. You have a Ratzon Lekabel. Hold on. There is a possibility to stay from Isur. There is a possibility to Hana'a. So, Efshar, hold on. That's why when it comes to Bina, the totality of a Ratzon Lekabel of Chokhmah, she says to, Chokhmah says to Bina, I want you to reveal, give me a vessel that has this much Ratzon Lekabel. What I want to come to conclusion, that we say, Hakol bechokhma asita. Ma zot omeret?
Everything comes from chokhma.
How? Why? Because she is the ratzon. The chokhma is the most purest. Ratzon is chokhma. Why? Because she didn't have a choice. Chokhma didn't have a choice. The keter, the first calf that came in, had so much desire to lashbia, that gave the possibility to Chokhmah and embedded it in Chokhmah. Now Chokhmah has to produce this Ratzon Lekabel. For that needs Bina to produce this vessel, not Chokhmah. Why? Because Chokhmah did not have the possibility of Ratzon Lekabel. He only got it as a Chomer HaRishon. Now, this Chomer Rishon is given to Bina. Bina creates Chomer, another Chomer, to give to Zerampin. Zerampin until it comes to the Bechina Dalet.
Now, it's like every machine in our world. It's like everything. This is, if you have, this is something that I find interesting. But
it is right now, it's not easy to digest. But when it comes to...
It was very clear, because you take a machine, you're baking bread, whatever.
Right.
So the first thing you pour this, but you just pour it. That's what it do. You pour it and he receives it.
Bravo, I like that.
To there, and then different things happening there. And then it goes there to happen. Every system has its own, every tool in the system do its own...
Part.
Thing. Yes.
Its own process, its own part. That's Chokhmah. Chokhmah didn't have the possibility of making choice. There wasn't no Bechira in it. Lo efshar lavdil. But he received that much of an energy. That his Chomer Rishon is that much of Ratzon Lekabel. So that process, he says, okay, we are not considering Hana'a here. Until it goes to Bina. Bina, what it does? Bina stops the whole thing. He says, this way you cannot go. You got to go differently. Yes, there is a possibility, but there is a possibility of... Then it goes Gimel. That's why you have Olam Chokhmah created Olam Atzilut, Olam Machshava. In the Machshava, there is no possibility of stopping the Machshava to come in. You receive. Olam Briya is when you start to understand what it is, there is an understanding, there is a possibilities. There are possibilities. You come, Yetzirah, you form it. It's not, you have a desire, but you want to form this desire to what form this to continue. You come to Olam Asiyah, now it comes to Poal. So what it says here, it says, this is in your physical world. This is what's going to happen. But in the Olam Elyonim, there is no time. It's immediately changes. Now, but listen, שבשעה שהרוחני קונה לו צורה חדשה, in the world of spirituality, when you buy yourself a new form, היא נבדלת לשליטה בפני עצמו. Immediately it becomes its own individual, its own government. כאן המלכות דקטה, in מלכות of קטה, שהיא הרצון להשפיע, שיש במעציל, that means to the above, the one that is the cause, כשנולד בו כביכול הרצון להציל, that is it was nolad lo, it was born to it, to להציל, to bring about a result, הרי ודאי שאינו צריך לכלי מעשה חס ושלום, אלא הרצון שלו תקף יוצא אל הפועל. Immediately his רצון gets activated, דהיינו שקיבלה צורה של הרצון לקבל. שהוא חומר ראשון של הנעצל כנזכר למעלה, והוא הנקרא בחינת א'. יציאת המלכות דקטל לבחינת דומה כמדליק נר מנר, שאין הראשון חסר. That means, that what you from above, you משפיע, you make the חומר to the another one, you, it's like you take a candle and you light another candle, but there is no reduction in your own light. Still the candle remains the candle. And here is you light with this candle another light. Are you guys tired?
Good. Fine,
we're with you. Baruch. Let's just finish this section and we will just this one and we stop. Mem Aleph. וזכור כאן שאין אדר ברוחני. אדר ברוחני. There is no waste in a spirituality. There is, everything is in complete. That means if I gave Keter gave to Chochma 50 kilo, there is 50 kilo. There is nothing gets waste in between. There is, everything is in perfect midah. וזכור כאן, שאין עדר ברוחניות, ברוחני, ומה שנאמר שמלכות דקטר קיבלה צורה דבחינת א', אין הכוונה שמלכות דקטר, חס ושלום, נעדרה ונחסרה מהכתר. There is no, it's perfect, what כתר gives to חוכמה, it's exactly the same, there is nothing נעדר in it, nothing goes to waste. It's exactly the above to the below. אוקיי? אלא שהמלכות דקטר נשארה במעלתה א' בלי שינוי, שהוא כמדליק נר מנר, ואין הראשון חסר, ואותה המלכות דקטר שקיבלה את הבחינה א', לא חסרה בזה כלום מהכתר, אלא רק שנוספה בחינה חדשה, כלומר, מלכות דקטר נשארה במקומה, על כל שלמותה ומעלתה כמקודם, אלא שנוספה עוד בחינה של המלכות דקטר, דהיינו בחינת המלכות שקיבלה את הבחינת א', ונעשתה לחומר ראשון בספירת החוכמה, וזכור זה לכל ההמשך ולכל...
ולא תתבלבל.
Now, let's go back to translate it. What Chacham tells us here is that when it comes the energy, that means the Malchut of Keter, into revelation, it's not Ratzon Lekabel, it's a Ratzon Lashpia. And it always will remain as a Ratzon Lashpia, as the original candle. And when this Malchut gives the light of Keter of Chokhmah, that means Chomer Rishon, and we said Chomer Rishon is the Ratzon Lekabel. Two. But what Keter gives is only Ratzon Lekabel? What else it gives? What is this Ratzon Lekabel? Is it Kli of Ratzon Lekabel or is it Or of Ratzon Lekabel? Oh. Bravo! So, what is that Or's name? What? Bravo! It gives Orach Hayah, but Orach Hayah is Or of Nefesh Shel Keter.
The lowest of Keter is the upper.
Is the highest of the lower one. The Nefesh of Malchut of Keter always remains. Malchut of Keter remains Malchut of Keter forever. However, when a candle lights another candle, she gives its light. The nefesh of Keter gives the light Chaya to Chokhmah, but she always remains the nefesh of Malchut, and now a chidush, a new entity has come about. And Ein Hadar Beruchaniyut, there is no waste in here happen. Now, let's understand this part. Where the light Chaya came from? When it is in the Malchut of Keter, it is the Nefesh of Keter. It is. A Nefesh of Keter, here is a candle that doesn't have a light, called Chokhmah. And Ein Lo Efshar, this is Bichinat Aleph. Lo Efshar Lo Lavdil. Lo Efshar Lo Lavdil. Okay? He comes when the Malchut lights Chokhmah. Chokhmah becomes Davar Chidush, receives the light of Chaya from Nefesh of Keter, and the Nefesh of Keter always shall remain Nefesh of Keter. But when it is in Keter of Chokhmah, it's Or Chaya. Question, Mike. Where is your mind?
At some point, when the transfer takes place, the Malchut of Keter has to create a vessel for this transfer to happen. And that could be just through the
Only creates the Rosh. Only gives a possibility in the head. Only gives you an idea.
But the vessel is created.
There is no, you create the vessel. For that, what was given to you.
So the vessel is only created with the Orpuzer, not through the coming down.
In the head. To get an idea, for you to get an idea, you have to do Or Chozer because there is a Tzimtzum Aleph. If you don't make Or Chozer, you get the idea and you immediately say, it says you haven't deliberated, for sure you make a mistake. The only thing is, it's going to give you an idea, you got to say, hey, wait a minute, let me think about it. We said three steps you have to go. This is what it is. You have to go to a step of say, first to see if you are willing. And then look at if you are able. And then you look at if you are ready. But if you don't have these three steps, what are you going to do? If you get the idea, you immediately act on the idea without thinking whether you are able to do it. So, that's a good idea. Let's do it. And then you get, and you go in the middle, you get stuck without thinking about it. That's not good.
What led me here is that Malchut has nothing of to give of itself. Only thing it can give is this.
No, light. He can pass on only the light. He passed the light.
So it's not its own light.
No, it is his own light. He says candle, from his own light. But that's what he says. As soon as he gives from his own light to Chokhmah, there is a Chidush. And there is nothing reduction from Malchut of Keter. There is a Chidush. There is something new. That's what he says. Now, hold on. What makes all these things move? Don't forget, we have Igulim and Kav. Igulim are vessels that they were before. Igulim are the ones that they're going to say, oh, there is a light. I had light. There is a light coming back. Igulim are vessels of pulling the light in. If there wasn't the Igul, who's going to pull? It's got to be a Igul. We said as soon as the calves come back, first Igul is Keter. So the end of this Keter is a total Ratzon Lashbiya. The Malchut of this Keter is total Ratzon Lashbiya. In order to make a Ratzon Lashbiya, has to need to make a Ratzon Lekabel, so the Igul of Chokhmah gets ignited. From what? From the light of Malchut of Keter. The light of Malchut of Keter. That means that's what the whole totality of light you get in Keter Yitnu, Musaf Shel Shabbat. That's the light for the whole week. That's everything you need, all the desires, everything that create a Ratzon Lekabel. If you don't create Ratzon Lekabel, you have not created a Kli.
So every Shabbat I'm receiving Bechina Aleph.
Bravo.
And let's see what you're doing with it during the week.
Bravo. That's why Mincha you say et ratzon. You say by yourself, it's et ratzon. Mincha is already et ratzon. And ratzon is what? It's the chokhmah. That's it. That's the point. You mincha, you finish it. That's your portion. You got it. And that's why you have the Sunday, Bichnat Aleph of it, then Bichnat Bet, then Bichnat Gimel. Where? Of course, there is 39 things, prohibitions not to do. 39 things that you do during the week, it's a prohibition. What's prohibition? That's a tzimtzum. Not to do.
I mean, if we're saying that the light of Keter goes through Malchut of Keter and passes to the Keter of Chokhmah, then there is no
It's only Tzimtzum HaMalchut to receive for himself. He has to do Hamshacha, to continuity. And for him, in order for him to get to the Malchut, to receive, to reveal, he has to cause Hamshacha. He has to cause Hamshacha. That's why the Malchut of Chokhmah causes Hamshacha. Malchut of Bina causes Hamshacha. We come down all the way. And all of them from Chokhmah completes in four phases. Bina completes in four phases. All of them. Everywhere you go four phases until it becomes complete. But he says in the system above, there is no Adar Beruchaniyut. It's a light to light with no waste. It's a light, sefirah to sefirah, with no waste. Here, even when I do candle to candle, still there is waste. But Baruch Hanyut, ain't waste. Sheilachem Shabbat Shalom.